3 presidential candidates are in the capital region today, leading to heightened security and road closures. The April 19 New York primary has taken on increased significance for Democrats and Republicans alike. The Albany area has become a whistle stop for the candidates. Texas Senator Ted Cruz and former New York Senator Hillary Clinton were both in the area last week. Now, Ohio Governor John Kasich, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and businessman Donald Trump are scrambling to woo voters and attract delegates. Kasich has appearances scheduled in Albany, Troy, and Saratoga Springs. Fellow Republican Trump is expected to draw a capacity crowd at the Times Union Center. Democratic contender Sanders had a morning stop in Binghamton, an afternoon event in Albany, and then heads off to Buffalo for an evening rally. The biggest impact on people and traffic affects Albany. CDTA Director of Marketing Jonathan Scherzer says if ever there was a day to take the bus, this is it.
In times like this, when there is a lot going on and there's, you know, requirements associated with the high level of people that are coming in, whether it be Secret Service or any other security detail, there's a lot of work that needs to get done. And great credit to the city of Albany. They've been out in front of this working with us, the Times Union Center as well, the folks at the Armory. Everyone's really been ready to make this happen. So, you know, the city officials, county officials, pretty much everywhere you look, everyone's telling people to use public transit for the obvious reason that parking is going to be extremely limited and there will be closures and so on and so forth.
Albany Police Spokesman Steve Smith agrees.
There'll be some road closures in effect right in front of the Times Union Center where Donald Trump will be holding a rally at 7 o'clock tonight. South Pearl Street between Beaver Street and Hudson Avenue will be closed to all traffic. And there will be some parking restrictions on South Pearl Street, both sides of South Pearl Street from State Street all the way to Market Street. You'll be unable to park on either side of the street.
From the CDTA perspective, we just want to be available for everyone. We want customers to know that a couple of main stops are going to be challenging, in particular the stop at Washington and Dove, and then, you know, the ones by the Times Union Center is South Pearl Street will be closed. So customers down looking, discussing, and thinking about attending the Trump rally really are being directed to stop at Tenney Plaza on North Pearl Street, which allows for a very short walk distance to the arena.
Local arenas were able to accommodate candidates on short notice, according to Washington Avenue Armory spokesman Joe Bonilla.
One of the most important things that we'd like to see is that New York's in play during this presidential year. The campaign reached out to us, given our particular niche as a mid-sized venue. The Armory can fit 4380 in terms of full capacity.
CDTA does not expect any major disruptions in bus service in the Williams Road area of North Greenbush or the Spa City. And with Kasich's afternoon appearance in Troy in mind, Saratoga Springs police aren't anticipating any severe traffic disruptions, but have posted some road closures. Police spokesman Lieutenant Bob Gilson believes they could see about 2,000 citizens show up for the afternoon event at the Saratoga Springs City Center.
If anything, it'll be, once people find a place to park, it'll be the foot traffic that's going to be maybe crossing Broadway or coming from a different parking area to cross to get to the event. So people just use caution with a higher volume of pedestrian traffic for a Monday afternoon. I think that'll make life a little bit easier.
Traffic information is posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.